Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Bob, Lauren, Steve, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
For this show, I'm going to go by the name of Awkward Steve.
I think that's a perfect name for you.
That's it.
Well, yeah.
Awkward Steve. You're going to be sorry you named yourself that.
Because this show is our personalities, and we were talking about our first show that we put out.
All right, but we're not gonna relive that right now.
could I go by Food Obsessed Chris?
You could.
No, there's gonna be something. I gotta do something with shoes with my $8 shoes that went up to $12 at Costco.
All right, so today we're gonna be talking about some of the misconceptions about the five of us. And Chris thinks she's got some in mind, so this is going to be kind of handed over to Chris, and she's gonna tell us how it is.
Oh, okay. So I've thought about this, because because sometimes I'll talk to someone who's booking with me, and they'll be like, oh, I listen to Mouse Chat all the time, and they'll always have opinions about the people on the show. And a lot of times, those opinions are not entirely in keeping with the people on the show. And so... So I sort of thought, you know, like, what are people really like? And I think everybody has sort of an assigned kind of personality trait. Like, Lisa's the organizer. Lisa's the rational person. Lisa never gets upset. Or if she does, she's very rational about it. You know, things like that.
All right.
True.
Okay. I'm just going to take it in, and I'm not going to comment.
Okay, Steve. Steve's funny. People don't know that.
Oh, he's like, he actually is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, all right. I am going to comment.
but you don't know how funny he is until you know him.
Mm.
And Lauren, I always say this about Lauren. I say, if you can't get along with Lauren, you're the problem. Because Lauren's the most diplomatic person in the world. And then Bob.
Wait.
People always think.
Wait. There's another misconception about me.
What?
What's the big misconception
that you're a drunk
about me?
Oh, that you're an alcoholic.
That's the one.
Do you know what's funny? I have never seen Lauren drunk. That's because she's such a drinker. She can just drink and drink and
oh,
drink.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, she really isn't a heavy drinker at all. In fact, of all the pixies, I have probably been the most drunk. All the podcasters. And that's because I have no tolerance for alcohol.
I think
so
you're
really
the drunken most-ist. Pixie.
That would be me. But it's only been like 3 times. And every time it's been because of Steve giving me alcohol.
We've only been together 3 times.
I know. Well, and I mean, yeah. So, and then finally Bob. Everyone thinks Bob is a curmudgeon, but what they don't know is that Bob is a huge softy and does a lot of nice things for people.
Yeah. And he's got huge passion for Disney. And, you know, he wants to see things improved. So I agree.
Well, I think Bob is probably the most sensitive of all of us. You know what I'm saying? I think.
No,
so.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
No, like, you get your feelings. About? You get your feelings hurt very easily.
Kind of like he's going to get them hurt now by telling him he's going
to
get.
See, listen
hurt.
To him. I rest my case.
You just set him up.
Chris, you know what Chris is? She's crazy. Oh, and that's what Steve tells me. Steve, you tell me I'm crazy all the time. He'll be like, are you crazy?
I say that to everybody.
All right, yes. So we have to figure out Chris's misconception. What do you think your misconception is?
That she's tall. Everybody thinks she's tall.
Oh, she's so not tall.
Because they hear her on the radio.
Nobody thinks I'm tall.
And they're like, wow, she sounds really tall.
Do they really?
No.
How do you sound tall?
I'm just making it. I'm just making it up as I go.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't know.
She sounds like she's 6'3", maybe 6'4".
Nice volleyball player.
Solid muscle.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, Bob, what's her misconception?
About Chris?
Yeah. No.
Well, I think it kind of relates back to me because people think we hate each other, and honestly, it just depends on the day of the week.
True. You and I have a very like brother sister kind of thing going on.
I don't speak to my siblings. I keep telling you that. So
I know. That's what I meant. No. we have a non-dysfunctional thing.
Okay, well, that
I wouldn't go that far.
That might be a misconception right there.
That's a nice way to say it.
But we could talk for hours, Bob and I. We can talk for hours. So,
well, that's a funny thing. You guys actually are good friends.
You speak daily, don't you?
But you
pretty much.
The thing with you guys is that you both speak your mind.
Yeah,
yeah. You guys don't back down from the way you feel.
Mm-mm. Yeah, which I like.
And I think I mentioned this on the last show or the show before that Steve is so quiet on the show, and then we'll end podcast and he just goes off on this little tirade, just little tantrum about how passionate he is about what Disney's doing with this or that, and they shouldn't be doing this, and or, oh my God, this is so wonderful, it's going to be so cool. And I'm like, the show's over. Why are you bringing this all out now? And he does
this constantly.
Do you know what he
does? Do you know what? I actually have a name for that. Do you want to know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I call it the dump.
Is that what it is?
And it's not disgusting. I mean, Steve has this thing where he just dumps all everything out. It's like he keeps everything. He doesn't talk. And then all of a sudden it's like, here's my opinion on this, 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 and this. And you're like, okay, I'm good. Come on, tell me more.
Yeah, I had one of those.
I shouldn't have told you that because now you're not going to do it.
Yeah. You had a couple of those today.
Yeah, today I had the day of just all that crap. It was a great day. But I got rid of it all.
Here's a good misconception about Steve. We constantly tease him about being cheap.
But it's Lisa.
Yeah. But
she's going to get me.
And hey, look, we have an opening for a new travel agent.
Yeah, look at that in North Carolina.
Know, right?
But no, Steve really, I mean, he's anything but cheap. I mean, I don't know. I think you like to play the part
but
California Grill, you paid for practically everybody. I mean, Chris invited all these people that she just ran into.
Yeah.
I don't know. You picked up the tab essentially, or most of the tabs. So.
Yeah, we picked up a lot of the tab on there for California Grill, and then.
But you're always doing stuff.
Yeah,
right,
we do
there.
Stuff for the mouse chat groups and stuff, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you don't have Steve's the kind of person who doesn't have a problem paying when he needs to pay. So
We're not suggesting that you hit him up for money if you see him far.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe you can get some lacquered pork belly out of him.
You could.
Just saying.
Again, you know. Still sounds bad.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And you know, I do have to point out that, you know, speaking about money and generosity and stinginess or whatever, Chris, Lauren, and Bob all do this show every week out of the goodness and kindness of their heart because they love this. Unfortunately for them, we don't pay them to do this. Sorry,
well,
guys.
You know what? This is my therapy. This
Me
is,
too.
First of all, this is the night I don't have to do dishes and I don't have to put my oldest child to bed. So I kind of like it because, you know, by 8:30, I'm like, honey, I'm done. Got to do the podcast. But secondly, who else am I going to talk to about Disney to?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the fact that people listen is kind of a bonus and shocking.
Yeah,
beyond shocking, actually.
No, yes. I really look forward. You know, it's funny because we start recording at 8:30 and it can go easily till 11 and usually does. And
it probably will tonight.
You know what? I'm surprised because it's 10 o'clock right now and we've gotten a lot accomplished and that's very unusual. But, you know, what was my point? It goes on for a long time.
That we enjoy talking
to
each other.
We already said that, Bob. Thank you.
Say that I
work for cupcakes. I don't know about the rest of you.
I was misled. I could have sworn something about pay.
Read the fine print.
There was a contract at one point, wasn't there, Bob? I remember seeing something.
You helped us write it, Bob.
A contract, and I do think someone should alert the Department of Labor. I think I'm owed 3 years of back wages.
Wouldn't that be
awesome? No, but what I was going to say is that, you know, we get on podcast at 8:30, and a lot of times it's 30 to 60 minutes later that we actually start recording because we're talking and catching up. And then I spend half the time telling everyone to shush and save it for the show.
Yeah.
Because they'll start their little bickering and arguing and soapbox talks.
We don't bicker. Yeah. Come on. Shh.
There's no bickering. Yeah.
And I'm like, save it for the show. And it goes on. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just start it because you guys are already doing the show and we're not recording. So it's
what she's talking about. Do we do that?
We do that. Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
And then we talk about Pippin coming home, I think.
My cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys miss a lot of it. And then
and the whole thing about disappeared. Chris being a crazy cat lady is entirely yes. true.
It is true.
Yeah. There's five cats now.
Yeah, Chris has five cats.
The
she looks
the
at
alien
cat
abduction
websites.
Thing is not an act. That is totally true. I'm telling you that happened.
He really believes that.
Yeah, they're really coming true. Back. I
they're coming back? Did they leave a message for you?
They're going to come back, and all I'm saying is they better have my tonsils when they do, and my swagger.
And your what?
Your mojo.
My swagger.
Really? They took that? I was going to say, you're pretty slick.
I have photographic proof that I had swagger.
I need to see that on the mouse chat page.
Could you please put that up?
I want to see it.
I will have to find that photograph. But yes, I had swagger. It was many, many, many years ago, but yes, I had swagger.
Yes. This is sort of turning into our 3-year anniversary show.
Yeah, a little reminiscing.
Somebody should
Can we sing the Can You Feel the Love song? Because I'm feeling the love, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lauren, we'll join you. Yeah. Promise.
Yeah.
No way, Steve will put it on YouTube.
He will. Yeah, but you know what? You've got a little ammunition in your tank, so
it's true.
Yeah, I'll make sure he doesn't go there.
I must have photos and stuff that I could totally.
You've
put
got video.
We have lots of photos.
Titanic
and video for 3 years.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask a question. What was the highlight of your mouse chat experiences? You only get one, Lauren. What was your highlight?
Come on.
One experience. I know exactly what.
I know mine.
Was, and it's something no one would ever think.
The highlight of doing this had to be the Fantasyland expansion. Oh, or it could be the Fantasy Cruise too. I have two. I can't do it. Two.
Wait, the Fantasy Cruise wasn't
that
mouse
wasn't
chat.
That was different. Okay,
you,
so
you
yeah,
have
it would
to,
be. It would be.
It has to be a specific thing, like eating free cupcakes inside. Be
it
our guest during the Fantasy.
It was eating the cupcakes.
Okay. All right. Next person.
I can't think of
one. I have one in mind, but it's just what popped into my head. I don't know that this is for sure my answer, so I do reserve the right to change this if I
so
desire.
Can I do that too? Can I reserve the right to add?
No. Change. It was this past trip when we were all together, sans Bob, in Lauren and Chris's room recording one of the podcasts about the magic bands, and we just had such... good energy and being face to face and recording. It was a really enjoyable show, and it was just, it was a good time. It was just,
I wasn't there.
And you know what? I'm not saying it has anything to do with that fact.
All right. But my, and but,
wow, that's hurtful.
That's no.
That was such positive energy, and we held hands, and we set a fire,
kumbaya.
And we sang kumbaya.
No, wait.
And it was just magical.
I do have another one, because this does involve all five of us, and it was staying up to, 2, 3 a.m. on the ship talking.
That was a great night.
That was a fun moment.
Yeah.
That was a great night. Yeah. I had a good time that
night.
God,
it's hard to pick.
We were up all night.
I know.
Yeah, it's hard to pick.
Because I was also thinking Cars Land.
You know what? My other one, eating around the world with everybody.
That was cool.
That was nice, too.
I liked
that. The eating part or around the world part?
A little of both, actually.
Okay.
No, just kind of being with the fans and meeting everybody that we, you know, that listen to us that we have never met before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah.
See, there's many. You can't pick one. That's too much pressure, Chris.
I know.
Yeah.
I've already...
The eating around the world and meeting the fans at all those events was super cool. Because we haven't set up a fan event because we're like, no one's going to come. So we just never did one. And then, so that was fun. And then I think when we recorded over at Disney Hollywood Studios and they set us up in a private room and we got to record all face-to-face.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good show.
Great show.
We did a couple
that
shows.
Was a great show, and what was great about that was actually seeing
Yep.
The people from Disney laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had to chaperone us, so to speak.
I wish we could
tape live all the time. I actually think that when we tape live, the shows are really good too.
The energy is good.
The energy is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we feed off each other more.
Yes.
Well,
although we could hit each other with things if we're actually.
Yeah. Or put our feet on people.
Yes.
You know, speaking about the Mouse Chat get together that we had, one thing that impressed me about that, or just, you know, gave me the warm fuzzies. We had three events set up on three different days, Friday, then Saturday, then Sunday. And people that we met on Friday, they still came on Saturday and Sunday. You know,
I know.
And they didn't have to. That meant that they did actually like us and they enjoyed hanging with us. And maybe they just wanted Bob's bag of crap, but, you know, they didn't know that was coming. So that can't be.
Yeah. No, that was a really good. I thought that too. I thought, wow, these people came back again. Yeah. We must not be as weird as we thought.
Well, and that was special
we are.
Too, because
yeah, we are.
You never know. Oh, we're having a fan event, and you never know what type of people you're going to attract.
And thankfully, we attracted normal people.
And yeah, turns out they're the normal ones, and we're the weird ones.
Yeah, we're definitely the weirder ones.
You think?
Go ahead, Bob. Say it in your Sam Eagle that we're just a bunch of weirdos.
Oh, gosh. What? Putting me on the spot. I can't switch voices like that.
You don't have to do a whole lot. Trust me.
Yeah. It's some other time, maybe.
What was your favorite thing? I think we have Bob and Chris left.
Bob.
What?
What was your favorite thing?
Favorite moment? Yeah, I don't know. It is hard to pick. Where we were, and we haven't all been together all that much either, because we all are in different parts of the country.
Oh, I got another one.
So I don't know. I really liked being on the Fantasy. That I think that was the last night of the cruise, or second to last night.
But yep.
Yeah, we were just up talking for hours, and that was just cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Our Disneyland trip was good. So
that's
we kind
of
split
that
all
of us.
I know
so.
That is
but
true.
It was,
although,
that was, yeah.
I have to admit that was my favorite. Okay, here's my favorite moment, and I can narrow it down because I'm one of these people. I think about these things because I'm really deep. But anyway, no, I'm not really deep. But I remember when we met Bob Gurr. And then we were coming out and the weather was perfect. And it was the three of us plus Leslie and Donna. And I remember thinking that was just the most perfect thing. We got to meet a Disney legend and, you know, we're walking out in California Adventure. And I love that park. I think that park is like the perfect combination of Disney and an amusement park. So it just appeals to me on a lot of different levels. And we were walking out and I just remember looking and seeing how pretty it was out and thinking, that was perfect. That's
do,
my favorite
You do
moment.
Realize that I wasn't there.
I know. I'm really sorry. I feel bad. if I had to say the time
well,
we
you and
were
Lauren
all together,
went to Disneyland
probably
again.
When we were recording and Peter Pan came up to us.
That was great.
When we were
that
on the
awesome.
Ship. We were on the Fantasy and it didn't get recorded because Steve had a really lame recorder at the time. It wasn't his fault. We have a better one now. But we were recording on the ship. And I'll never forget where we were at and who was sitting where. And
that's your photographic memory.
I'm sorry?
It's your photographic memory.
I know. I remember what I was wearing. Anyway, and Peter Pan came and he hopped up and talked to us. And that was perfect. But it didn't quite reach the level of the Disneyland trip was pretty awesome. We got to go to Club 33. We got to meet Tinkerbell.
Wait, so Lisa and I weren't there.
Yeah.
I know.
So you guys did it on your own with Club 33 and
yeah, we did. You know what, Lauren? Stuff. We showed them. We went off and did it on our own.
That's right.
I'm very sorry that y'all weren't there, but that
and
was
we
just,
had churros.
I mean, it was Bob Gurr. It was sort of I don't know. And the funny thing was then all of y'all went off to do something and I went by myself and I got to explore the park by myself. So it's even a worse memory because then I'm by myself for like a couple hours eating skewers.
Being
so
by yourself is your best Mouse Chat memory.
Wait, your best Mouse Chat memory is being completely alone away from all of us. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know what? That was such an intense it was such and I'm like that. I like to spend a couple hours in the park by myself and then meet back up with people. I need to decompress. I'm not great with crowds. And I just remember walking around and I was eating a skewer of meat and walking through the park and kind of getting a feel for Disneyland finally, because I didn't really understand, because everywhere I had gone those 3 days we were there before that, I had been led around by Bob or Steve. And finally I was by myself and I got an understanding of the layout of the park. And that was my own little magical moment. I'm sorry it was alone. God, it sounds forced.
It was bad.
Sorry. Y'all know I love you.
Mm. Yeah, I feel it.
Sorry.
There's a lot of good memories.
Yeah.
Going back to the fantasy, I mean, we did have that funny photo shoot.
That was an awesome photo
shoot. Oh my gosh,
so
you're right,
just
Bob.
Uncomfortable for me.
That's because there was a camera involved.
Oh, and Steve, that was a magical moment for me.
That was good.
Did we save any of those?
Degrading Bob?
Yes. How
There's
do you not do that?
Pictures on Mousechat years
ago. Please, I'm right there with you.
Oh, those right. That was awesome.
Yeah, we got some really good photos of us.
To be honest, some of my best moments have been in my kitchen while doing my dishes and talking to Bob.
Again, oh. Cutting us out.
No, seriously, though.
Just here.
No, but like some, you know, Bob, you know what I'm talking about. You know, like some of the best times, you know, like Bob and I'll be on the phone, like, and I'm doing the dishes and my kids are running around and like, y'all behave. And Bob and I are chatting because he's got some long drive. You know,
like I did today. Yeah.
Exactly.
Where were you?
I know. I was here.
See,
no, I mean, seriously. And Bob, that's a credit to you as a person that, you know, that's something I think about.
Oh, well, thank you.
God,
it certainly makes the time go by on those long drives. But no, it's been fun. But yeah, I think people, you're right. People do have these misconceptions that we make Lauren sound like she's downing cupcakes and drinking wine with them, and she does that routinely. Or that Steve, yeah, and you would think Steve is the quiet one, or he's not funny, and he's not any of those things, and. I think we're all different than what we seem. So, and hopefully that came through on the, you know, the fan event that we
the
did.
Meet,
yeah,
meet up.
Who we really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We will definitely plan another one, and
well, we're doing one in November.
We got a little one coming up.
No. We'll do another one that we all can go to.
Yeah,
we'll do a real one.
We'll do a bigger one as well. But we're just going in November for like food and wine.
Well, they'll probably all like this one better. Because,
they will.
You know, it's not all of us.
Well, it's going to be off the hook.
Well,
what'd you just say?
I don't know.
1988 called.
It was
expression. Back.
It's gonna be awesome.
That's just like. Remember, he was talking about.
That's
that
right.
Music.
I did that.
They were playing at the Australian Open. Stop. And we were like, Steve, what is it?
Like, pump up the jam.
It was like pump up the jam.
Oh,
it's like, oh, music was the best.
Let's tap into that.
Don't fizzle my sizzle or whatever it is.
Yeah,
what is it?
Seriously, just so y'all know, I have been in the car with Lisa and Steve, and I've been sitting, and it was like a flashback to my childhood, because I'm sitting in the Truckster, which is, of course, a station wagon, and the Griswolds are in the front, and they're like rocking out to this music. And I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus.
Steve doesn't rock. You're making this up now.
No, it was true. You guys were listening to music and just having a good old time up there. And I do believe I saw shades of embarrassment in Amber's eyes. So we were coming back from Gatorland.
Okay, there may have been something going on, but Steve was not rocking out. I may have, but
Steve has no musical inclination
whatsoever. He is a stone when it comes to music, which bugs me.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I think it goes against nature to never sing, to never hum.
It does. Really?
He doesn't. And he doesn't sing or hum or whistle or anything musical.
Yeah, but he does kind of sit there and quietly go,
That's his awkward noise. When he doesn't know what to say or do, he just says,
Yes. You know what? That confirms the weirdness, though, because I picked up his iPhone on a last trip and I looked at the music and there was none. And
there's
like,
none.
I don't trust somebody who doesn't have music downloaded on their phone.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, I mean, there are songs that come on the radio and I just think he's got a heart of stone when he just sits there. He doesn't tap his foot. He doesn't bop his head. He doesn't do anything.
So Steve, have you ever even been to a live concert?
I went to, I think I went to one of the Michael Jackson concerts way back when.
Were you?
In Chicago. I went to a Chicago concert in high school.
See, now he just earned
Chicago
career points.
Yeah.
Chicago.
I've been to Chicago.
Is this with Peter Cetera? Because that's just awesome if Peter Cetera was with him.
The fact that you went to a Chicago concert without being drugged there by gunpoint is really...
Oh, come on. Chicago had multiple... Yeah. What's wrong with Chicago?
They had all the trumpets.
They're right up there with the Pointer Sisters.
Okay,
oh,
Chris, we're gonna hang up on you now.
After that, I would just find myself humming a Pointer Sisters. I was like, no. If you don't know, we went to a private party at Hollywood Studios, and they had the Pointer Sisters come out. And I gotta tell you, the lead singer, she's really hanging in there. Yes, and
they
she sounded
all
great.
Very
the music
good.
Was terrible.
They were. It was all. It was good. Everybody loved it because they all remembered all those songs. I didn't even remember all those songs until they started them up, and I was like, "Wow, they had a lot of good hits."
Yeah,
Stevie,
they were awesome.
You earned cool points in my book for
that's
going
cool.
to a Chicago
there
concert.
There you go.
That's just, you know what? I went to Chicago concerts too, and you know what? Mine were even better.
I think we need to open this up to a vote. Is Chicago cool or not?
Way cool.
Yes.
No, well, Lauren. What do you think?
Were they cool? Because in the 80s, they were amazing. Peter Cetera, he was incredible with them.
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the blonde poofy hair?
No, Peter Cetera.
Are you thinking of David Bowie or?
No, wait.
Oh, no, he's
what
got
do
blonde
they sing?
Hair.
What does Chicago sing?
I don't know. It's
25 or 6 to 4?
25, 64, yeah. That was
25, 64?
No.
25 or 6 to 4.
You're the inspiration.
You know what? That's
hard
the kind of music
break,
you listen
hard
to.
Habit
yeah,
break.
It's hard
all right, wait. We've
to
got
break.
Too much chaos. Too many people talking.
Everyone's so excited that's about the, Chicago.
That's the kind of music you listen to when you're thinking about ending it all.
Oh,
it's hard for me to say.
When he puts her Chicago on.
And you know what? And going back to you know Chris and I fighting on certain days of the week, I feel a fight coming on. So
we're gonna have to duke it out over Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at your iPad or your iPhone when I see you and make sure you don't have any real. You probably have the Manilow on there too.
All right, Chris.
Well, he's on Spotify.
I like him too.
Oh.
You know what we play in the office? We do a lot of Neil Diamond.
Barry Manilow was my first crush as a child.
I like Barry Manilow.
I was like,
I don't
he's
like
hot.
Him
look at his hair.
But I think he's a good singer.
He had lots of hair. It was very poofy. Yeah, I was known as having, you know, it wasn't like, you know, Leif Garrett for me.
Bottom line, how can you dislike a guy who listens to Chicago, went to one of their concerts, and is cool enough to make fun of his own name that he actually gets and fixes up an old station wagon to look like a truckster. I mean, just
that is actually true.
I mean, you got props for that. I mean, really, you guys. Cause,
I agree.
I mean,
well, Steve is
who
funny. Like I said, Steve is super funny.
But the ability to laugh at yourself is great.
That's fun.
You do like bright colors, Steve. You do
I like those.
Neon,
I like those bright colored T-shirts.
Sometimes I fantasize about taking Steve shopping.
But lots I do of outlets in Orlando.
Lauren, there you know is. I have that dream.
It could be like a bad 80s movie where I could get like the makeover.
Yeah.
Do all the scenes with like me in the changing room and I come out.
Or
I play the air guitar.
Because, you know, you're the only person I know, Steve, who put on a robe in the spot to get a...
No unfair. That
wait,
that
was a good
okay.
moment. That was a good
that was
you guys weren't even in that moment.
We can relive it though.
Moments, that was the funniest moment.
That was a horrible moment. That's so the
that's
so,
hysterical.
Yeah. So if the people don't know, Lisa bought me a massage on the Disney on a Disney.
No,
cruise.
It wasn't a massage, it was a facial.
She says,
it?
Hey, I got you a facial and a massage.
Facial, that's what it was, right.
Facial and massage for you, because I just came back and they had this special, and so you're gonna be there at 2 or whatever. Okay. So they're like, hey, go. So they take me in and they go, here's a robe, go ahead and put the robe on and then meet us out. You know, then just meet us outside. So then I'm like thinking, oh, this is all right. So I get totally undressed and I put the robe on. So then they have me go into the lobby. If you haven't heard the story. So I'm in the lobby. I'm like in the lobby where everyone's coming in to make their appointments or whatever. And I'm like standing there for like 5 minutes in this stupid robe with nothing on. And then they take me to the hair salon.
And how long was the robe?
It was super short because I'm really tall. So it was like this like dinky little, it was awful. And then they take me into the hair salon to get my massage.
Not a private room?
No. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get my own room and this is going to be... No, so I'm in the hair salon in a chair, like reclined back, and with like some girls getting like their hair done for the prom next to me.
This is like the fourth time I've heard this story, and I have tears coming out of my
eyes. It was awful, and the whole time I'm like, "Please let it in, please let it in, please let it in." It was,
did you enjoy your massage?
No, it was awful the whole time.
Steve, you did have a lovely glow.
It was so horrible the whole time. I was like, "God, when's it going to be over?" And it cost me like what, $180 or something. It cost like some crazy amount of money, and the whole time I'm like, "Oh, when's it going to be over?" It was awful. And they're just talking next to me in all the chairs. It's like a little women's lounge of people getting their nails done and their hair done. And it's like a dental chair that I'm in. Oh, it was so horrible.
Oh, see, and this is what we mean by Steve is a funny guy.
Yeah, it was not good.
You tell a good story.
Yeah. But yes. All right, I'm going to wrap it up.
Oh, you're in charge of that again now?
Yeah, no, you can do it.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, please visit us at mousechat.net, or you can go over to iTunes and get our shows there. And if you've got any questions or comments for us, and I'm sure we've definitely put a few in your heads, you can email us. Go ahead and write us at comments@mousechat.net, and we hope to hear. I'm not sure. Hope to... No. I'll get this. Please join us... Hush. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.